Erev in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dala 2-4, and the last mission discussing the Pasa Biyaros. The mission says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech Harabim Mefas Katan, if you have the public thoroughfare that's leading to Yerushalayim, or from Yerushalayim, that passes through the area that's marked off by the Pasa Biyaros, in other words, traffic is actually passing through the area that's supposed to be a Rishus Yachid, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din is Yisal Kena Litzdadin. You're required to redirect traffic to go around the area marked off by the Pasa Biyaros. The reason is because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole point of these Pasa and these boards are to create a Mechitza. And we said already that there's such thing as a Mechitza partition that has a Pesach, an opening. And that won't necessarily be Mevatel, destroy the status, annul the status of the Mechitza. However, if it's got a proper breach in it, then it's got the din of being a pirza, a breach, not a pesach, an opening, and it loses its status altogether. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if traffic is moving straight through the area between the pasin, so then that's like a pirza, it's a breach, and that destroys the status of mechitza, and that would mean you wouldn't be able to carry anymore inside that area. Therefore, it requires you to redirect the traffic around the pasin, and until you do, you cannot carry inside that area. The chacham, however, disagreed. The chacham omrim, the Chum say it's not necessary. They say since you have the Pasan up, they construct a bona fide Mechitza, albeit a very minimal one, but that's allowed. That's the point here. We're being very lenient for the sake of the pilgrims feeding their animals their water. And therefore, it's not a problem even if traffic is passing straight through the Pasan. Okay, now, new paragraph, if you will. The Mishnah now wants to consider what types of water sources can be enclosed with the pasin. So I already said before that we're only talking about the pasa biyaros applying to a well that's servicing the watering of animals for those who are ole regel, pilgrims coming to and from Yerushalayim for the shalosh regalim. Now, our Mishnah will consider another possible water source. So as I said back in the beginning, in the time of the Mishnah, there were three ways in which you could have water away from a natural body of water, like a river or lake, and that would be either one, an aqueduct, a conduit that transfers water from, let's say, a lake. That's only viable if you're talking about a wealthy urban center like Caesarea or something. Certainly not the case for some in the middle of the road somewhere. There's no aqueducts. So you're left with other two possibilities being a well, as we had already before. The well, again, this is important to understand, is a hole you dig in the ground that reaches to the water table, which allows water to refill whenever you draw it out. That is to say, if you draw water from the well, it naturally replenishes, so under normal circumstances, the well will not run dry. The third possibility is the bore. A bore is a cistern, and a cistern is essentially a plastered hole in the ground that catches rainwater. So that means that when it rains, the cistern fills up, but once you've drawn all the water out of the cistern, it'll be empty, and it can't refill until new rains come. And therefore, in contrast to the be'er, the well, the bore, the cistern, is liable to run dry eventually. So the question our Mishnah wants to consider here is, can you use the Pasa Biyaros also for a bore or only for a be'er? Now, there's a second consideration, which is both boros and be'eros, wells, cisterns and wells, come in two varieties. They come in the rabim, some that serve the public, and the yachid, a private cistern or a private well. Now, there's a difference. When it comes to a public well, so people are using it, and that being the case, if for whatever reason the water would run dry, same as for a cistern, word will get out. The people who are trying to water their flocks will say, be careful, there's not enough water at the next coming up cistern, whatever the stake is, and therefore people will take appropriate measures, and therefore people will know ahead of time that they cannot rely on these pasin to carry within their confines because the wells run dry. If it's a private well or a private cistern and it runs dry, so word will not get out because most people are not using it. And therefore, people are liable to rely on the pasin being a legitimate mechitza, start carrying stuff on Shabbos within their confines before they realize, oh my goodness, the well or the cistern has run dry, and therefore wouldn't be allowed to use it, and therefore they would be actually being mechal Shabbos. So our mission wants to consider which wells, and is it true also could use it for a bore, this mechanism of pasa biyaros. So there's two shitas in the Tanaim. The first one says, Echad bor harabim, ube'er harabim. The same din applies both to a public bore, a cistern, and a public well, the be'er. Uve'er yachid, and also for a be'er, a private well. In all those cases, Oslan Pasen, you can use this mechanism of the Pasen Biraros and rely on it. Avalabor Yachid, but for a private cistern, Osin Lo Mechitza, Gavoa Sarat Fachim, you only can carry in the area around the private cistern if you set up proper mechitzas, not just the Pasen, but proper mechitzas, all the way around it, 10 Tfachim high, as they should be. Div Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva holds that you can rely on either of one of two possibilities. Either A, you can rely on a be'er, the well never running dry, because that's normal, and therefore you can use the pasen for any be'er. Alternatively, you can rely on any public water source, like a public bore, because the word will get out. If it runs dry, people will know about it. Only in a scenario where it's neither a be'er nor public, meaning the bor hayachid, the private cistern, that's the one case where you can't rely on the pasen be'er, so you need to set up bona fide mechitzas. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava disagrees, and he says, Ein osin pasen el be'er haram bilvad. The only water source you can set up the pasen for is one that has both of those features, meaning it's both a well that won't run dry under normal circumstances, and it's public, serves the public, so that word will get out quickly. Therefore, only a be'er harabim, a public well, can use this pasen, but anything else, l'sha'ar, meaning any cistern or even a private well, osin chagura gavoa saratvachim, you'll have to set up a proper mechitza to go around on all four sides to set up an area with 10 tefachai mechitzas if you want to carry in the area to feed your animals. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as is the case when you have Rabbi Akiva having an argument with one other Tana. Typically, the principle, the general rule is Rabbi Akiva against his Chaveiro. The halacha is like Chaveiro, so that's halacha here too. So halacha lamaisa, to the extent it is lamaisa, is the pasen be'eros only apply in the very limited case of public wells for pilgrims coming to Yerushalayim to water their animals and nothing more.